This is the Sakar Moli of 26th of January 2026. Essence, sweet children, the Father himself, the one you have been worshipping for half a cycle, is now teaching you. It is through this study that you become deities. Question, what is the wonder of the lift of the power of yoga? Answer. You children ascend in the lift of the power of yoga in a second. That is, you receive the inheritance of liberation in life in a second. You know that it takes you 5,000 years to come down the ladder, and that you climb up in a second. This is the wonder of the power of yoga. All sins of you souls are cut away by having remembrance of the Father, and you become Satopradhan. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. The praise of the spiritual father has been told to you children. He is the ocean of knowledge, the truth, the living being, and the blissful one. He is the ocean of peace. He is given all the unlimited praise. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. You know that at this time, all humans are oceans of devotion. Those who are the greatest devotees receive respect. At this time in the Iron Age, there is devotion and sorrow, whereas in the Golden Age there is the happiness of this knowledge. It isn't that they have this knowledge there. This praise is of just the one Father. It is also the praise of the children, because the Father teaches you children. That is, he teaches them this pilgrimage. The Father has explained that there are two pilgrimages. Devotees go on pilgrimages and go to all the four main pilgrimage places. For the duration of their pilgrimage, they don't indulge in vice. They don't drink alcohol or eat anything impure. Sometimes they go to Badrinath and sometimes to Kashi. They worship God. God is only one. They shouldn't go wandering around everywhere, looking for him. They still go on a pilgrimage to Shiv Baba. The greatest pilgrimage remembered is to Benares, which is also called the place of Shiva. They go in all directions, but no one knows the biography or occupation of the one they go to have a vision of, or the one they worship. This is why that is called blind faith. To worship someone and bow down to that one and not know his biography is called blind faith. They celebrate all of that at home and worship the goddesses so much. They make goddesses of clay and decorate them a great deal. For instance, they make a non-living image of Lakshmi. When you ask them what is her biography, they reply that she was an empress of the Golden Age or Sita of the Silver Age. But for how long did they rule? From when till when did the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan last? No one knows this. On the path of devotion, people go on pilgrimages. All of those paths are to meet God. To study the scriptures is also a way to meet God. However, where is God? They say that he is omnipresent. You understand that you are now becoming deities through this study. The Father himself comes and teaches you. The path of devotion to meet that Father continues for half a cycle. You say, Baba, purify us, and also give us your introduction as to who you are. Baba has explained that you souls are points. It is souls that receive bodies here. Therefore souls perform actions here. Of deities, it is said that they ruled in the Golden Age, in the past. Christians believe that God the Father really did establish paradise, but that they were not there then. Paradise existed in Bharat. Their intellects are still good. The people of Bharat become Satopradhan, and they also become Tamopradhan. The Christians don't see as much happiness or as much sorrow. Those who have come now at the end are so happy. Previously they were poor. One can earn a lot of money by working hard. Christ first came alone and established his religion, which continued to grow. One grew into two, then into four, and it gradually expanded in that way. Look how big the tree of Christians has become. The foundation is the deity clan. That is being established here at this time. First of all, there is just the one Brahma. Then the number of adopted children, the Brahmins, increases. When the Father teaches, many Brahmins are created. At first there was just this one. So much growth has taken place through just one, and there will be so much more expansion. However many Sun and Moon Dynasty deities there are, there have to be that many Brahmins. At first there is just the one Father. His soul exists all the time. How many children, souls, does the Father have? The Father of all of us souls is the one eternal Father, and the world cycle continues to turn. Not all human beings exist all the time. Souls have to play their various parts. The trunk of this tree that comes first is that of the deities. Then the tubes emerge from that. Therefore the Father sits here and explains to you children what he does when he comes. It is souls who imbibe everything. The Father sits here and explains how he comes. All of you children, remember me when you have become impure. In the golden and silver ages you were happy. You didn't remember me. When sorrow started to increase in the copper age, you called out to me, O Baba, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. Yes, children, I heard you. What do you want? Baba, come and purify the impure. Baba, we are very unhappy and impure. Come and purify us. Have mercy on us. Bless me. You called out to me, Baba, come and purify the impure. The Golden Age is called pure. The Father himself sits here and explains this. According to the Dharma plan, when it is the confluence age, when the world has become old, it is then that I come. You understand that there are two types of sannyasi. They are hatha yogis. They cannot be called raja yogis. Their renunciation is limited. They leave their homes and families and go and live in the jungles. They become followers of gurus. They relate the story of King Gopichand. He asked, why are you leaving your home? Where are you going? There are many stories in the scriptures. UBKs also go to the kings and teach them this knowledge and yoga. There is the Ashvakra Gita, in which a king is portrayed having disinterest in the world. He said, "I want someone to help me attain God." He announced this to the whole kingdom. This is that same time. You go and give this knowledge to the kings to enable them to meet the Father. Just as you have met the Father, you also try to make others meet him. You tell them, "We will make you into the masters of heaven and grant you liberation and liberation in life." Then you tell them, "Remember Shiv Baba alone and no one else. In the beginning, you used to look at one another and go into trance. It was a great wonder." The Father was in this one, and so he showed that miracle. He used to pull everyone's string. Bap and Dada became one. We used to create a graveyard where everyone would go to sleep in remembrance of the Father, and they would all go into trance. All of that was the cleverness of Shiv Baba. Some began to consider it to be magic. This was Shiv Baba's game. The Father is the magician, the businessman, the jewel merchant. He is also the laundryman, the goldsmith, and the lawyer. He has everyone released from Ravan's jail. Everyone calls out to him, "O purifier, O resident of the faraway land, come and purify us. Come into this impure world in an impure body and purify us." You now understand the meaning of this. The Father comes and tells you, "You called out to me to come into this land of Ravan. I was sitting in the supreme abode. You called me into hell, the land of Ravan, to establish heaven. You said, 'Now take us to the land of happiness.' I am now taking you, children. Therefore, this is the drama. The kingdom that I gave you ended, and the kingdom of Ravan continued from the Copper Age. You fell into the five vices, and there are the images of that at Jagannath Puri. The one who was number one took 84 births and is now in the last number. He is the one who has to go into the first number again. This Brahma is sitting here. Vishnu is also sitting here. What is the connection between them? No one in the world knows this. Saraswati and Brahma are in fact Lakshmi and Narayan, the masters of heaven. They are now the masters of hell. They are now doing tapasya in order to become Lakshmi and Narayan. There is the accurate memorial of this in the Dilwala temple. The Father came here, and this is why it is written, Abu is the greatest pilgrimage of all the pilgrimage places, of all the religions, because the Father comes here and grants salvation to those of all religions. You first go to the land of peace and then to heaven. Everyone else will go and stay in the land of peace. That memorial is non-living, whereas this one is in the living form. When you become the living form of that, all of those temples, etc., will be destroyed. Those memorials will then be created once again on the path of devotion. You are now establishing heaven. People believe that heaven is up above. You now understand that this Bharat was heaven and that it is now hell. When you look at the cycle, the whole of this knowledge enters your intellects. Other religions start to come in the Copper Age. Look how many religions there are now. This is the Iron Age. You are now at the Confluence Age. You are making effort to go to the Golden Age. In the Iron Age, everyone has a stone intellect. In the Golden Age, everyone has a divine intellect. You were those with divine intellects and have now become those with stone intellects. You now have to become those with divine intellects again. The Father says, "You called out for me, and so I have now come. I tell you, conquer lust and become the conquerors of the world. This is the main vice. Everyone in the Golden Age is viceless. In the Iron Age they are vicious." The Father says, "Children, now become viceless. You have been indulging in vice for 63 births. Now in this last birth, become pure." Everyone now has to die. I have come to establish heaven. Therefore now follow my Srimat. Listen to what I am telling you. You are now making effort to change your intellects from stone to divine. You come all the way down the ladder and then you climb up. You are like genies. There is the story of a genie who asked a king to give him some work to do. So the king told him to go up and down a ladder. Many people say, "What is it to God that he makes us go up and down the ladder? What happened to God that he created such a ladder?" The Father explains, "This is an eternal play. You have taken 84 births in 5,000 years. It took you 5,000 years to come down, and you then go up in a second. This is the lift of your power of yoga." The Father says, "Remember me and your sins will be cut away." When the Father comes, you go up in a second and you then come down over 5,000 years. Your degrees continue to decrease. You have a lift in which you ascend. Liberation in life in a second. You have to become Satopradhan. You will then gradually become Tamopradhan. It takes 5,000 years. Acha. You then have to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan in one birth. Now that I am giving you the sovereignty of heaven, why will you not remain pure? However, when they don't receive poison, those who are angry and lustful beat their wives. They throw them out or set fire to them. Poor innocent mothers are assaulted so much. This too is fixed in the drama. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to become a master and claim the sovereignty of the world, conquer the main vice of lust. You must definitely become completely viceless. 2. Just as you have found the Father, you must also try to enable everyone else to find the Father. Give them the Father's introduction. Teach them the true pilgrimage. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of the eight powers and experience the sovereignty of the land free from sorrow while facing the world of sorrow in front of you. It is only now that you have the knowledge of sorrow and of being free from sorrow. Constantly to experience the sovereignty of the land free from sorrow while facing the world of sorrow in front of you is a sign of you children being embodiments of the eight powers and conquerors of your physical senses. It is now that you attain all of these powers from the Father. However, if you lose your powers because of one or another influence of company, or because of being influenced by any of your physical senses, you then automatically lose the intoxication and happiness of the land free from sorrow. Then even you emperors of the land free from sorrow would become poverty-stricken. Slogan. Keep your power of determination constantly with you, and success will become the garland around your neck. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. When there are storms in your mind, or when there are storms or obstacles through relationships, matter or problems, then in order to be free from them, become yog-yukt and yukti-yukt. Until you become yog-yukt, you will be bound by bondages. Om Shanti.